Exodus chapter 36. Bezalel and Aholiab, and every skilled person in whom the Lord had given wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work for the construction of the sanctuary, will do the work, according to all that the Lord has commanded. Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Aholiab, and every skilled person in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart stirred him up to participate in doing the work. They received from Moses all the offerings that the Israelites brought for the work of building the sanctuary, and yet they still brought to him freewill offerings every morning. All the skilled craftsmen who were doing all the work on the sanctuary, they left the work that they had been doing. They said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for the work that the Lord commanded to be done." So Moses gave the order, and it was proclaimed throughout the camp, "Let no man or woman make anything more as an offering for the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing. Now the supplies that they had were more than enough for all the work needed to make it. All the ones skilled among them made the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, with blue, purple, and scarlet yarns, skillfully embroidered cherubim by a skillful craftsman. The length of each curtain was 42 feet long and 6 feet wide. All the curtains were the same size. He joined 5 curtains to one another, and then a second set of 5 curtains he joined together as well. He made loops of blue along the edge of the one set of curtains, and did the same on the edge of the second set of curtains. He made 50 loops on the first curtain set, and 50 loops on the edge of the second curtain set, lining up the loops with one another. Then he made 50 gold clasps, and coupled the curtains to one another with the clasps, so the tabernacle was one single unit. Then he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle, 11 curtains total. Each curtain was 45 feet long and 6 feet wide. All 11 curtains were the same size. Then he joined 5 curtains by themselves, and the other 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops on the outside edge of the one curtain set, and 50 loops on the outside edge of the second curtain set. Then he made 50 bronze clasps to couple the tent together into a single unit. Over that he made a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and an outer covering of fine leather. Then he made the upright framing boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood. Each framing board was 15 feet long and 27 inches wide. Each board had 2 base pegs parallel to one another. He made all the frame boards of the tabernacle the same way. So he made the 20 framing boards for the tabernacle's south side. He made 40 bases of silver to go under the 20 boards, 2 sockets per board for its 2 pegs, and likewise 2 bases under the next framing board for its 2 pegs. For the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 framing boards, along with their 40 bases of silver, 2 bases to go under 1 framing board, and 2 sockets under the next. For the back side of the tabernacle, on the west, he made 6 boards, and made 2 framing boards for the back corners of the tabernacle. They were doubled there, from the bottom to the top, fitted with 1 ring. Both corners were built the same way, so that there were 8 framing boards and their bases of silver, 16 bases with 2 bases per framing board. Then he made crossbars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 crossbars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 crossbars for the boards for the back of the tabernacle on the west. He made the middle crossbar to pass through in the middle of the framing boards from the one end to the other. Then he overlaid the framing boards with gold and made rings of gold to hold the bars. They also overlaid the crossbars with gold. He made the veil blue, purple, scarlet yarn, and fine twined linen with cherubim embroidered on it, the work of a skillful craftsman. He made 4 posts of acacia wood for it, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast 4 bases of silver for them. Then he made a curtain for the entrance of the tent of blue, purple, scarlet yarn, and fine twine linen, the work of an embroiderer. The 5 posts with their hooks. He overlaid their tops and their bands with gold, and their 5 bases were made of bronze.